Hello, my name is Kenneth Maresco, and this is session two of Equipped for Small Group Leadership, and the topic of our session is leading a topical discussion. You can find the outline in your Equipped notebook. We're going to begin with our section labeled Introduction, and as we mentioned in session one, a key element for building a small group into a community of gospel-centered people is leading effective discussions. And one of the easier aspects of discussion leadership is when you lead from a book or an article or a sermon that the group has listened to. You can choose your topics based on the needs of your group or based on the assignment that a pastor has given you for the church or a group. But the goal of the group is to build a gospel-centered community, so the books and the articles that we read and the sermons or seminars that we listen to really must lead us back to Scripture. And Scripture is really our source for accurate knowledge about God, our source for understanding His will for us. And because of this, we encourage you to make sure that the materials that you use have been approved by your pastor. And we love to help you find helpful resources on various topics that will serve your group. So please do not hesitate to ask us questions about what might serve your group on a particular topic. Now, as you're leading a discussion, one of the most important aspects of leading an effective discussion involves asking good questions and helping the group to grapple with those questions and the answers that the group comes up with as a group. Your role is to keep the discussion cross-centered and grace-filled, helping the group to move toward hope in the character of God and the promises of God as found in Scripture. The goal is to engage the group with the material that they've studied or read or listened to, and so that they will experience and understand the gospel and have faith that God wants them to grow and help them to apply this subject matter, the teaching of Scripture, to their lives. Since your goal is to make sure your group has understood the material so that they can apply the material, your method primarily in leading discussions is to ask questions, not to teach. The most effective discussion leaders are not those who take extended time to teach, but those who lead effective discussions. And what we're going to look at is how we lead effective discussions. But as you're doing that, we want to encourage you to limit the amount of time that you spend in extended teaching. We're not asking you to teach your care group, but to lead an effective discussion. Let's move on to the goal of application. The goal of discussing a book or sermon is not simply to get new information or have stimulating conversations about our ideas. We want our discussions to move from gaining a basic grasp of the material to allowing the group members to apply the material and apply what God wants them to apply to their hearts, to their lives, to their families, to their network of relationships. And so when you're leading a discussion of a book or a sermon, we want to give you two simple steps to think of. Step number one is review, and step number two is apply. Beginning with review, these four steps that you see in your outline should be the steps that you take to understand the material, and then you can lead your group to make sure that they understand the material. But it's always important that the leader understands the author's purpose, how he accomplishes his purpose, why these things are important, and then help the group to ask those same questions as he begins his discussion. So if the first step is making sure the group has understood the material, as you're reviewing and preparing for the discussion, you want to ask yourself, what is the author's purpose in writing? What is the speaker's main point? And if you can answer that in one or two simple sentences, you can then ask that question as you begin your discussion. What are some of the main points of this article? What is the main point of this article? And what is his purpose in writing? And ask the group to answer that in one or two or three simple sentences. The second step would be to consider how the author accomplishes purposes. As you look at the article or consider the tape, you want to think about how the author has organized his thoughts and developed his material. And then, as you grasp hold of that, you can ask the group why they think the author or speaker is making these points. Why is he so concerned about this subject? You can highlight specific points that the author or speaker has made as you ask this question. And then, as you move along, questions like these encourage the participants to put the author's points into their own language. They enable the group to begin to process the material and engage the material on a deeper level. Not only are you asking what the author is saying, but why are those points being made? Why are these points important? And this really is step one of a discussion, to review the material to make sure that they have gotten the points accurately. This also helps you to know whether or not the members in your group have actually understood the points at a basic level, because you cannot begin to apply until you have understood. So goal number one is to review. This should be a briefer portion of the message than the application portion, but it is a very important portion of leading an effective discussion. And you need to be listening to the responses that people are giving in order to determine if they have effectively and properly and rightly understood the material. The second step in leading an effective discussion is application. And application is really the critical part and purpose of our small group. Application is the place where we begin to put into practice Jesus' words. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. John 13:17. And that's really a scripture that we should commit to memory and know very well, because we are looking to apply the materials in our small group context so that we can grow from our knowledge of God and His promises and His Word. So our application questions should encourage the group to grapple with how these ideas that are being presented in the material make a claim on their lives. Application is the goal of your discussion, and you want to make sure that you get to application early enough to allow for significant discussion of the material in a way that applies it to the lives of your people. Much of the Equipped course is designed with the goal of training you to help your group to skillfully apply God's Word to one another's lives, to speak into one another's lives. An important element of applying is similar to what we talked about in review. Before you can get to application, you must listen to what your people are saying and how they are processing the important ideas in the material. Do they understand the main points and its implications? If the group gets the sense that as you're asking questions, that you're only looking for a right answer, an answer that you want, it's probably not an effective question. You don't want to use questions that require a yes or no answer, because they don't lead anywhere. But questions more like, what is the author saying? And what are the main points that we've talked about earlier, will help them to discuss it then. Why is this important? And how do we apply this to our lives? To move a discussion forward, you want to build on the comments of the group. You want to be an effective listener. So as your group is making good points, as they're applying the Word of God to their lives, you want to use three different techniques in leading an effective discussion. One of the things that you can do is ask for clarification. If you think a particular individual has stated something that is excellent, that is illuminating, that is helpful to your discussion, you could just say, "Brother or sister, could you please restate what you said? Can you just say that again? That was so good. I'd love to hear you say that again. Did everybody hear what Joe just said?" And as they do that, you're actually using their points to illuminate and apply what you've read. That's a point of clarification, and that's a very important technique that you want to use as you're leading an effective discussion. Another important element of leading an effective discussion is redirection. If someone is taking the discussion off on a tangent or taking it somewhere where you don't want to go, and you want to do this with grace and humility, you need to gracefully and with skill lead the discussion back to the points that are more important. And you can do that by asking or making a statement like this: "Thanks for your thoughts on that subject. That's very helpful and probably would be helpful in another context. But let me get back to my original question. I wonder if anyone else has considered what the author means in this point too." And that way you can redirect the discussion back to your original question. A third way that you can lead and move a discussion forward and build on the comments of the group is, if a person gives an effective answer, ask them to expound on it. Can you expound on that? And then you can even apply that to the group and draw the group into what a person is saying by, "What do you think about what Heather has said or what Joe has said? Have any of you else ever felt conviction as you've thought about God and His ways in this area? Have any of you felt conviction as you have thought about God's knowledge of our hearts?" and how he knows even the very thoughts that we think. So that has that helped you to cultivate conviction in your life? What did you do? What did you do? And so what you're doing is you're building on the responses of people in your group, and you're bringing the group into the discussion. You're not just using your questions, because your goal is not just to use questions as you lead an effective discussion, but it's to apply that material to their lives. And the way you do that is by getting into the answers that your people are giving, because their answers are reflecting how they are processing the material. And that is where your group is at. And you want to build with them, you want to work with them, you want to listen to them. Effective care group leadership requires humble listening. Now, in number 6 here in your outline, we've listed some sample application questions for you to consider. These are just samples so that you can draw effective application questions as you seek to lead your group. They're just meant to be a starter for you. As you grow as an effective leader, you're going to be growing in your ability to apply the material to your group and ask effective questions. But here are some simple and easy application questions that can be applied to various articles and materials that you have. Questions like, what did the truths taught in this article or passage mean to you today? What do they mean to you here and now? So how do these truths apply to your life presently? Very effective leadership application question. Another one might be, as you read this article, how were you convicted of sin in your life? What areas did the Holy Spirit bring conviction in? As you listen to this tape, what point was most convicting to you? A very effective question, asking the individuals to reveal what they experienced as they listened to the tape or read the book, and the Holy Spirit worked in their lives. You want to draw into the discussion their responses as they have sought God and prayed about this material. Another application question might be, how does knowing this truth about God make a difference in your life? And how can you apply this truth to your present circumstances? What are the implications of the reality of this truth to you and me right now? Another way of asking an effective application question would be something like, how can you change now that you understand what we've learned about God and what we've learned about ourselves? So those are just a sample of a few application questions. You can see on the next page just even a few more application questions that are designed to help you to apply God's word. And these are listed out here. Can you see a command in this passage that we're required to obey? That's a simple one. Is there an example that we can follow here? What is that example, and how does it apply to our lives? You know, sometimes people make the mistake of thinking the ability to discuss sin means that they have repented of that sin. And we want to, as leaders, help them to understand that discussing sin doesn't mean that we've repented of it. Even being able to define sin doesn't mean we've repented of it. So a question like, what does repentance look like as it's lived out in your life in light of these truths is an effective application question. And a way to draw into that question or even get to that question can be this: where have you seen yourself fall short in these areas? And where do you possibly need to cultivate change? All of these are questions that you want to give time to and allow the group to wrestle with, and then use some of those techniques in terms of clarification, redirection, extension, and open-ended practices so that you can help the group to have a living discussion. Again, your goal in effective discussion is not just to have an effective discussion, but to apply these truths to the lives of your group and to help them grow in their knowledge of God. You know, leading effective discussions requires sensitivity to the Spirit, and that is a spiritual activity. We need the Holy Spirit to help us. Leading effective discussions requires humility, characterized by effective listening skills. We must practice and cultivate humility and put to death the fear of man that motivates us to want to look good. You know, leading effective discussions humbly means sometimes looking bad. And so if you're not listening or drifting in your listening, please don't hesitate to say, you know what, I just for a moment there, I didn't hear what you said. Could you please repeat that? Because we don't want to respond to someone's statement that we haven't heard. So it requires sensitivity to the Spirit. It requires humility. And it requires leadership that leads in a direction and pursues a goal. In Equipped for Small Group Leadership, you're going to have the opportunity to lead topical discussions based on the principles that we've talked about in this session today, and then receive the encouragement and the evaluation of your group. We want to equip you for effective small group leadership. And one of the most important elements of effective small group leadership is leading effective discussions. So we hope that you're going to grow through this process and believe that you will. I want to thank you for investing your time in Equipped, for meeting with your pastor, with the goal and the purpose of glorifying God in small group leadership. You have our deepest respect and appreciation. On behalf of your pastors, thank you.